Blog Talk Radio.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found the Savior who turned me around, and He placed His love on me, and I will trust Him again to heal my last heartbeat.
Sheila Coley. I am standing in again for Mary Hollis. Mary Hollis is on her second week of taking a little time off, but she will be back on next week. So tonight, I just want to welcome you all to the Blog Talk Radio Show. I am so excited about what I have in store for you. But for any of my first-time callers or first-time guests, I want to just tell you a little bit about the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. We are a ministry that is about encouraging widows. We have been around for quite a while now. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry is a faith-based support group that encourages widows and helps each one of you heal in those years after the loss of your husband. Now, check this out, ladies. There is nearly 700,000 women who lose their husband each year. So you're not alone. So what a traumatic and even scary feeling that a widow can experience. There are so many questions. Nothing prepared you for this. No premarital counseling prepared you for those lonely nights, the heartaches, and those many, 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 many decisions you all have had to make. What we want to do tonight is to encourage you a little bit. Our Bible reference scripture is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 3, and it says, honor widows that are widows indeed. And that's a mandate from God that folks have to honor you. They have to honor you because you are a widow, and God has promised you that he will still take care of you for the rest of your life. So last week we talked about a purpose-driven life. We talked from the book, Purpose-Driven Life, and so why are you still here? We talked about the reasons. We talked about how it is that you can kind of just keep putting one foot in front of the other because you are left here for a reason. Now, tonight, I have something really, really special for you. It's going to be a little fun. If you want to chat for a minute, I think I will have some time for you to chat a little bit. But we're going to talk tonight on the topic of journaling your way to better days, okay? Journaling your way to better days. That's writing. Now, the next chapter, Widow's Ministry, we have two books out, but one of them is called The Widow's Touch, and it's written by our widows who are telling their story. So what they did is they wrote down their story. There is something magical that happens to you when you write. And so I want you to think while I'm sharing with you all what your story could be. Okay, so let's talk about journaling. Do you remember ever when you were younger, like a teenager, having a diary? I know I had one. We had one with the little locks on it with the little key that you kind of turn that you really could just take a hairpin or your fingernail and turn it and you open it. Well, we grew up sometimes talking about journaling. So we had to hide our journal. We hid it between the mattresses. I don't know where you hid your journal, but that's where we just wrote our day-to-day stories. And so journaling is fun. It's therapeutic. But what it does is also helps you control your symptoms and improve your mood. It helps you prioritize your problems, your fears, and your concerns. Something else journaling does, it tracks your symptoms from day to day. So you can kind of recognize those things that maybe make you cry, those things that make you sad, or those things that kind of make you happy. Journaling also provides an opportunity for some positive self-talk. So those things that you say to yourself, you write them down, that's good. You know, today I had a good day, and I know that I am a daughter of the Most High. I know that I'm not only just a conqueror, but I know I'm more than a conqueror. You find your favorite Bible verses, your favorite quotes, and then you start journaling them. So it strengthens all of those emotional functions that you have, because part of losing your husband is the thing called grief. Grief can have you grief-stricken where you don't feel like getting out of the bed, you don't want to eat, you want to isolate yourself. So it's like one of the ways that we can kind of overcome those feelings of just anxiety and depression and despair is by journaling. Now, this is one of the things I thought that was pretty cool about therapeutic journaling. Anyway, it allows you to delve a little bit deeper into what you're feeling in a way that kind of makes our senses of our internal experiences, those things that we feel on the inside. Sometimes you're talking about how you feel. You can't quite get it out. You can't quite articulate that pain or that hurt. So imagine you're sitting in your comfy chair with your favorite pillow or stuffed animal. You got a journal in your hand. You got a really, really cute writing pen. And you have a blank page there. You have lines, or maybe you don't even, your journal doesn't even have lines in it. And you are just writing and you're writing and you're writing. The good thing about journaling, nobody else is going to read it, so you don't have to worry about complete sentences. You don't have to worry about your subject and your verb agreement. You don't have to worry about misspelled words. because it's just for you. It's just a way to help you cope with depression. It's a way that you can reduce your stress that you may have. And so when you think about the things that you can write in a journal, you know, you think about, hey, I could just journal just what I did in the course of a day, just your day-to-day events. Some of them might be a little bit boring. I woke up this morning, I had breakfast, but maybe you made breakfast this morning and you made an unusually good breakfast and it was tasty. Or maybe you, maybe you met a friend for lunch, okay? So you can journal those things that you actually do, but you can also journal those things that you feel. You can journal your dreams. Sometimes it's always nice to have a journal laying by your bed because as soon as you wake up in the morning, you have some thoughts that you felt from your dreams. You could either have the, you could write down what the dream was, or you can kind of write down what you thought about the dream, how you felt about the dream. So journaling is just sort of part of that healthy day that you're having, because to maximize just how good that day can be for you, you want to do some other things like relax and meditate. You want to use deep breaths. You know, matter of fact, try this now while you're listening to my voice. Inhale deeply. I mean, inhale and let that chest rise. Come on. Inhale all the way. Inhale through your nose, not through your mouth. Inhale through your nose all the way into, and then you hold it, you hold it, you hold it as long as you can, and then you just blow it out of your mouth and try doing that for 3 or 4 minutes while you're, you know, while you're on this call this evening. And just see how much better you feel. Because when you do that, that oxygen is moving through your bloodstream. It's helping you stretch better. It's helping you feel better. It's relaxing those muscles. So you want to relax and meditate each day. Something else you want to do along with your journaling, you want to eat a healthy, balanced diet. Now, I used to say balance does not mean in the course of a day. It could mean over the course of a lifetime. So all day long I eat junk food, and then the next day I eat all vegetables, and the next day I, but that's not what that means, I don't think. So you might want to eat a balanced meal. The best way to eat a balanced meal is, how about in the beginning of the week you write down your plans that you're going to eat every day that week. And so on Monday I'm going to have this, on Tuesday I'm going to have this. And then that alleviates the stress each day of saying, oh, I'm hungry and I don't know what I want to eat. So think about it. You want to have a balanced diet. You want to exercise regularly in some activity. Now, everybody is not going to go running up Stone Mountain if you're here in Georgia. Some of you may want to, you might want to do walking. You might go to the gym. You might want to go bicycling. You might go swimming. So whatever that form of exercise you want to do, you can do that. And then you want to treat yourself, not to chocolate, but you want to treat yourself to a good night's sleep. You want to treat yourself to getting plenty of rest. I mean rest, because when you're asleep, God is rejuvenating your body. He goes in and says, oh, I see some things in there that's not looking so good. Let me tweak this. Let me twist that. Because the body repairs itself a lot while you're asleep. So you want to get some good sleep. That's a treat when you go to bed, feeling sheets. I like lots of blankets and lots of pillows. And so you can put in your favorite outfit on when you go to bed. Or some of you may not wear anything to bed. Whatever it is that makes you sleep good. I like putting a fan to blow on me, whether it's a ceiling fan or a portable fan. So whatever it is, you might like lights, no lights. You like might want to go to sleep with some music, but you want to prepare to go to sleep in a way that it just, you just kind of fall off to sleep. Matter of fact, when Mary and I decided doing this show at night, we used to do it even at 11 o'clock because there's something about nighttime that widows find a hard time falling asleep. So we said, you know, we'll do this later in the evening. After everything has settled down, the phones have stopped ringing, all the good stuff has gone off of TV. So you might want to just, you know, relax. So we said, you know, let's do an encouragement They've probably gone to church on Sunday, so maybe on Monday they're okay, but by Tuesday they're feeling down a little bit again. So let's do this on Tuesday. So what you want to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to create these rituals of going to bed so that it's a pleasant experience and I can kind of just fall off to sleep. So then after you've treated yourself and good, you want to stay away from things that are not good for you, drugs, alcohol, over-medicating, too much chocolate, too many bags of chips that you're having at one time. So you want to stay away from those things and make sure you're doing good. And then you use your journal to make sure that you follow these guidelines every day. I have multiple journals. You might have a prayer journal where you put in your prayers and where you can always go back and look where you answer, you know, you've seen God answer your prayers. You might have a journal that keeps up with what you eat. You might want to have a journal that keeps up with your feelings and emotions. One of the journals that I like to do it is like a bullet journal. So it's no real sentences or anything like that. It's just a journal that kind of helps you stay organized, gives you peace of mind, encourages you to get things done, inspires you to have new ideas. It can boost your creativity, too. It motivates you to accomplish your goals. So you can have a journal that you cut things out and you kind of paste or glue it in. Those things that when you're feeling a little down, you can refer to it so that you can encourage yourself. So sometimes you might get lonely and say, there's nobody here that is checking on me. Nobody's seeing about me. Girl, you can do that yourself. You go to your drawer, you go to your box, you go to your closet where you got all of your journals at, and you pick out the journal that suits what you need for that particular moment there. Now, I want to caution you about one little thing, just one little thing. You know, listen to this very carefully. I want to caution you about journaling. It may be harmful, okay, if you overthink your life. This is supposed to be fun. This is supposed to be light. It's supposed to be easy to do. So don't make this stressful. Don't create a journal where you're just writing every bad feeling that you feel and how bad it hurts, and then you keep reading it over and over and over again to reinforce how bad you feel, okay? So you want to be careful that your negativity, any negativity that you're writing down, could cause you to become more and more negative or more or feeling worse than what you're already feeling. So stay real positive when you're doing your journaling. Now, this is one of the things I laugh about a lot, especially with my children. At whatever point I pass away, what's going to happen to these journals? I mean, I have had some really juicy, dark, deep, secretive stuff I've written in my journals. It's like, oh, my Lord, what will ever happen if my children read my journals or my friends? What will happen to them? So when do you throw these journals out? That's a good question. Think about it. What happens to you? You have love letters from high school or college that you may have written with to your boyfriend or your husband in earlier years when maybe you were away in college, or maybe he was away in the military, the service, or you were traveling abroad, especially before we got to things like unlimited text messaging and calling. But back when we used to write letters, where are those letters? I have a box now with letters from my college sweetheart, and I was like, maybe I should throw these away someday. But, you know, every now and then I just look at the box and I chuckle when I'm in that, you know, part of the house. So, you know, when do you throw these journals away? That's a decision that you have to make, okay? But I do want to say this is the wonderful thing about journals. At whatever point you pass away, some of those journals can leave pieces of you behind that your children, your grandchildren, and people who love you can always remember you by. They can get to know you in a way that they maybe never knew you before. Have some journals that it is safe to leave behind. Have journals where you wrote in where you can go back and read, or somebody else can go back and read, and they can see where, you know what, there was a part of your life that you was just really struggling. Oh, my gosh, you struggled for 4 years. I had some journals, and I was like, exactly at what point is life going to get better? I mean, year after year after year, it's like, woe is me, woe is me. And then I started watching my pages, my journaling change. And I think what happened is my life didn't change until after my journaling changed. So when I start seeing life as being better, then life became better. I don't think my life got better and then I journaled about the better life. I remember writing about that life that I was looking forward to, writing about that life I, you know, was dreaming about, writing about those feelings I knew I was going to have someday, being hopeful, trusting God to what his promises were, starting to write on things that I knew that God was going to do for me. And as I started to write and I started to believe in them and I started to hope again, then there became a manifestation of those things I was writing. So I want to encourage you, have journals, okay, that you can actually write about. But while you're writing these journals and you're still here amongst the living, you want to make sure you're storing your diaries or your journals in a safe place. I like to just leave them on my end table, but I realize, you know what, I just can't leave them on my end table because, you know, or on my kitchen table or on my desk, because it might, we have like nosy people that come around sometimes that says, oh, I wonder what this is, and look at it. So you might want to say, you know what, let me find a safe place to put my journal, because they're your personal journal. Sometimes we're more protective of our phones. It's like, don't touch my phone. I got a password on my phone. Don't go in my phone. When you look at my pictures in my phone, you only swipe the way I told you to swipe. Don't swipe too far back because you might see a picture I don't want you to see. So we do have things in our life that we keep very dear to us and very personal. So be very aware of where, you know, you put your journal. Now, the last point we're going to talk about before, because we're almost going to be out of time, is what kind of journal do you write in? You know, you could actually just go get some notebook paper, put it in a three-ring binder, and just write. You can get a legal pad, and you just write. But for most of us ladies, we like pretty. We like bling. We like cute. We like things that are just so, so cute. And so you might want to get yourself a very pretty journal. You might want to invest a little bit of money and buy yourself something real nice. But you know what? Some of you ladies out there, y'all are arts and crafts queens. You can bling up anything. And so you go get this plain notebook or this plain journal, and then you just decorate it all up. I have a guest that I wanted to share with you tonight, but I don't think she's actually have joined us. But she is the queen of journal making. She can take a journal and do all kinds of things with it. And so I'm going to introduce her to our widows, because I just think when you have a journal that was specially made just for you with a cover that has all the things on it that brings a beautiful smile to your face, it makes it more fun to write in it. So I'm going to post some of her journals on our Facebook page. So if you haven't liked our Facebook page, I want you to do that. So sometime tomorrow or the next day, make sure you visit our page, because I'm going to post some of her journals on it so you can get an idea of what journals can look like. And you might even want to purchase one of hers. But I'm telling you, ladies, when you have a journal and it's just like, oh, my God, it's so pretty, you want to put it in your purse, you want to take it with you. You might want to have multiple journals. You might even want to give some journals away to other widows, because there's so many feelings, so many things that go running through your head. And so, you know, what scripture can we use to talk about this? Well, you know, I think about all through the Bible, you know, especially over in the Old Testament, Book of Deuteronomy, God is always talking about writing stuff down so that people can remember them for generations. You know, in Habakkuk, he says, write the vision, okay? He says, write things that are important on your foreheads. I mean, write them everywhere. Write them on the windows, on the door seals. Write them on the tablets of your heart. So you want these journals so that you can write down some things. And I can guarantee you one thing. There are some things that your husband have written down on a piece of paper. It might just have been a note with a little phone number on a post-it note. Can you imagine how you hold dear to those pieces of paper? You want to see his handwriting. You want to see that book that he was always reading. That's the same gift you can leave behind to some of your loved ones. I have a whole plastic bin full of my dad's handwritten sermons. I have lots of things that he actually wrote. And there is something about turning those pages and filling that ink. And it's like, my dad wrote this. And so, you know, imagine that legacy that you will leave those people that you absolutely love when you're no longer here. So I want to leave with you again. Remember what our title for tonight was, Journal Your Way to Better Days. Check out our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is The Next Chapter Widows Ministry. If you haven't liked us already, do that. Visit us, comment on it. And want to remind you that one of our widows passed away. Her funeral is tomorrow. The Facebook page has all the details for her funeral, which is on tomorrow. Keep each other in prayer. Let's love on one another. Drop each other a line. And invite somebody next week, every Tuesday evening from 10 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. You will find us here encouraging you to just hang in there, hold on, okay, because God loves you and so do Mary and I. We just love you so much. We want you to take care and just know, you know what, better days are ahead. Just journal your way there. Love you. I'm going to close out with a song by Travis Green, and it's called Made a Way.
The night.